The House of Delegates voted yesterday to override 11 of Governor Larry Hogan's vetoes, with the votes falling largely along party lines. The two most controversial measures were a massive education overhaul known as the Kerwin Bill, and to help pay for it, a tax on digital products. WYPR's Rachel Bay is here with a refresher. And Rachel, let's start with Kerwin. Remind us what it does.
The bill, officially called the Blueprint for Maryland's Future, is really a school system overhaul. One of its primary goals is to close achievement gaps, but it also raises academic standards and includes new accountability requirements. Delegate Alonzo Washington, a Prince George's County Democrat who serves as vice chair of House Ways and Means, explained some of this at the start of yesterday's debate.
The blueprint will create a world-class education for all students by making historic investments in community schools in high-poverty areas, high-quality early childhood education and care, additional supports for students with disabilities and English language learners, and innovative programming that so many of my colleagues here ask for.
The bill accomplishes this in part by changing the funding formula for public schools. At the end of a 10-year phase-in period, it's expected to cost about $2.8 billion in state funding, plus another $566 million that local jurisdictions are expected to pitch in.
Governor Hogan pointed to that high cost when he vetoed the bill last year. Was that part of the opposition to yesterday's override vote?
Yes, that was a large part of it. Republicans argued, as they have for years now, that this legislation will necessitate tax increases. Republicans also expressed skepticism that the bill will solve many of the challenges schools are facing, especially during the pandemic. Delegate Mike Griffith, a Republican representing parts of Cecil and Harford counties, pointed to the issues virtual learning has exacerbated.
English language learners are losing a necessary skill. Low-income students are not receiving the same education as wealthy students. Special needs students are suffering so much, like my own son, that virtual learning does not help.
Then again, these are the populations the bill is specifically designed to help the most.
And it sounds like Republicans have at least somewhat of a point about tax increases in Kerwin, because another veto that the House voted to override yesterday is a new tax intended to help pay for Kerwin. I explained this new tax.
Currently, if you go to the store to buy a book or a DVD, you pay sales tax. If you buy an ebook or pay to buy or rent a movie digitally, you do not. This bill changes that. It extends the existing state sales tax to streaming services like Hulu, Netflix, and Spotify. Ebooks and music downloads, digital newspaper and magazine subscriptions, and internet greeting cards. Supporters of the bill, mostly Democrats, argue that this is not a new tax, that they are updating the existing sales tax for the 21st century. But many Maryland Republicans see it differently. Delegate Matthew Morgan, a Republican from St. Mary's County, highlighted one example that is going to hit home with a lot of Marylanders during the pandemic.
You go to the gym, you take a spin class, that's not taxed. But if you took a class in your house across a digital streaming service like Peloton or Beachbody or one of those, well, now you're paying tax.
Revenue from the new tax is dedicated to the education reforms created by the Blueprint Bill.
So what's the next step for these bills?
The Senate needs to override the vetoes, which could happen as soon as later today. If those votes succeed, the bills become law 30 days later.
Rachel Bay is WYPR's state government and politics reporter. Rachel, thank you so much.
My pleasure.